We went out a couple times in the beginning, because this was me when I was first learning about TTF and the park and everything. So we would go out and have intentional trash cleaning time. And then it got harder and harder because as I would go on walks, I wouldn't be able to actually go on a walk and pick up trash at the same time. So it got frustrating because I would go on walks and I'm like, if I could just pick, could I pick up these tires and carry them at the same time? And I was like, oh, but I'm trying to get exercise, because that's the like, that's my main thing. When I'm on a walk, it's like, okay, I'm getting my exercise, I'm out in nature. What I love about it, it's been very frustrating. I have to say, my relationship with the park is not just, yay, green space. It's been very frustrating at the same time, because I'll see graffiti on the sign and I'll see trash. And I get so frustrated by it, and I try not to get so frustrated. I try to have the frustration turn into positivity, where it's like, all right, I'm going to stick with this. What can we do about this? How can we help? Because I grew up like that. Like, you always want to make where you are better, however possible. And instead of it being like, oh my gosh, this is so dirty, I don't want to come here anymore, I'm like, I don't want that to happen. But there are times that it does get frustrating. And that's why I'm happy about TTF and all the different Olney Cultural Lab and Fifth Street Revitalization Project and all of them. That's what excites me, is the fact that there's people in the community that care and are pushing to make the park better. And I think that's what helps keep me going and keep going back to the park, is kind of like, it's also the feeling of like, I'm not alone in my frustration. There's people that are also frustrated and are doing something about it. And so that's one thing that I really, really appreciated about being, it's not just like me going over and like, I'm picking up trash. It's in my mind, like, I'm a park keeper and there's other people that are doing this. And when I go on walks, sometimes I'll see people that I met at some of like the TTF functions and things, and it builds community. So yeah, I really like that. But the, like I said, there were things, I'm trying to help our children to also have that same, I mean, they've grown up like that too. Like, on our block, we'll go out and clean up trash. And I know they don't want to do it, but I'm like, we need to clean this up. Like, this is our block, this is our house. We can't have trash out here, even if it's not ours. But it has been hard over the years because of times, like, I know Brielle has experienced something that happened, and my children all experienced it, but I think it affected her the most. When she was younger, we would all go, I would take her scooting. She would go with her scooter. And there was one specific time where like dirt bikes flew through and terrified her. And she would say, like, when I would bring up going to the park, she's like, I don't want, are there going to be, she would always ask me, are there going to be dirt bikes? Are there going to be dirt bikes? And it was like, she got scared. There was another time we're in the park, all of us, and there were gunshots like so close to us. She's crying. She walking out of the park, but she was crying the whole way, terrified. So trying to like hold both of those things together, where it's like, we want to make a difference. We want to help this park. This is our community. And then also dealing with, there's legitimate fears about being there, which is, again, going back to what helps is knowing that, well, first, more than anything, God has us. Like, we know that God is our protector, but also having TTF and other organizations that are also in this with us. It's not like, you're just thrown out there and you're the only one that cares.